Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome, everyone. Today's show is feelings versus emotions and the difference between the two and what they're all about. And I have been very emotional since I said yes to doing this topic. I have so much to say. I hope that I might not get it all done in this half hour, so it will continue into next week. Just letting you all know that. I've just been breathing, and what if the emotions that you are experiencing right now, meaning me, the anxiety, the fear, and then for you, perhaps the sadness, this is not sadness, the restlessness, the low hum of something that you can't quite name, which is me. I can't quite name it. What if these feelings are not telling you the truth about who you are? So here's the question. What if your feelings are not actually telling you the truth about who you are? I want you to just sit with that question, because I have been sitting with that question for the past couple of days, and for sure this morning. Not to answer it, not to argue with it, just to be with it. Because if you spent years feeling controlled by your emotions, which I certainly have, which is what's going on right now, if you've ever said, I don't know why I feel this way, or something must be wrong with me, or why can't I just get it together, then what I just asked, it's not a small question. It is the question. What if your feelings are not telling you the actual truth about who you are? Because most of us were never taught how to be with our emotions. We weren't taught what emotions actually are. We weren't taught what feelings are, and we certainly weren't taught the difference between the two. I know I grew up believing that every emotional reaction meant something different, or meant something about me. So I'm assuming that you grew up believing that every emotional reaction that you had meant something about you. That anxiety means danger. That shame means we're not enough. That sadness means that we're broken. That fear means that we shouldn't move forward. But what if none of that is true? What if emotions are information, not identity? What if they're messengers, not facts? Because here's what we've all missed. And this is what's been churning with me, because I think I finally have gotten it. Emotions are biological events. Emotions happen in the body. Feelings are the experience we have of these emotions. And these feelings, those feelings are what shaped our past. They were what shaped us. Our stories, our conditioning, and the beliefs that we formed long before we understood what was happening inside of us. Because nobody taught us the difference. We've been treating every emotional reaction as though it were a fact, as though every wave of anxiety meant real, true danger, as though every flash of shame, because it's momentary, proves that we're not enough, and that every tear means that we're broken. And that right there is often where the real suffering begins. Because, yes, that's what I've been doing. I've been suffering. I've been suffering all morning with my feelings, not my emotions, with my feelings. So welcome to Feel to Heal with myself, Sharon Nichols, on the Inspired Choices Network. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am an integrative guide because I am just doing my best to integrate myself, because if I can do it, anybody can. You can do it. And I am the author of the Feel to Heal, a guide to feeling, healing, and living from the truth of who you are. Because I want to live from the truth of who I am. And this, right here, right now, in real time, in present moment, is the truth of who I am. I am an extremely emotional human being with a lot of feelings that I've just been trying to sort out for myself. And I am so genuinely glad that you are here, that you are listening. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me, for holding me where I am, for holding yourselves where you are, for this learning, for this growing, for this just wanting this to explore, to finally pare down and get to the truth of who you are. So this show truly exists because so many of us have been carrying pain that was never ours to carry. Old beliefs, inherited fears, emotional conditioning, stories that we absorbed so early in our lives that they began to feel like who we really truly are. And here is my deepest work, the work that I have done in therapy rooms for more than 30 years, has been helping people discover something so profound that it isn't who they are. It isn't who I am. Because beneath all of the noise, there's a self, a whole self, a capable self, a deeply wise self. And that self is actually who you are. So today, we're going to explore the difference between feelings and emotions, and why understanding the difference between the two can mean everything, and it can change everything. So we're going to talk about what emotions actually are, physiologically, in the body. We're going to explore what feelings are and how they've shaped our own personal history. I think I already started and mentioned talking a little bit about mine. And we're going to look at how and why confusing the two can create so much suffering. We're going to talk about the nervous system and what happens when we're activated beyond what the present moment actually requires. And then we're going to finish with some practical tools that you can begin using immediately to create a kinder, more grounded, and more compassionate relationship with yourself. So thank you so much for being on this journey with me as I experience it all with you in real time. So whether you've been in therapy for years, whether you're just beginning to explore your emotional world, or whether you've spent a lifetime avoiding it, please know that you are so welcome here, and also truly know you're exactly where you need to be. It's an ever-evolving continuum. It's the golden chain. I was thinking about this, that I was told by my first supervisor that, Sharon, all you need to be is just one chapter ahead in the book. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that. And then I am one chapter in the book. And then I really, truly want to give so much gratitude to all the people that have been one chapter ahead of me, that have held me where I am, that have pulled me along, that have come up underneath me, that have supported me. So I now can support you, because it's a spiral, an ever arching, always moving up, going up, and sometimes it can feel as though you're going backwards. So let's all receive a breath and let's begin. I truly want to begin with something that I see every single day. In my therapy practice, in my emails, in my conversations, in all of the reels and all of the stories that I see online, in all the posts, of course, in my algorithm, in the conversations that I have, in the stories that people tell themselves, it's the beliefs, often quiet, often unconscious, that their emotions, that our emotions are proof of something, proof that we're broken, proof that something went wrong, proof that we are too much or not enough, or somehow we are different from everybody else. So let me say this clearly. You are not broken because of how you feel. I'm going to repeat that. You are not broken because of how you feel. You are human. And every human, and excuse me, and being human means that you have a nervous system that is designed to respond. And if you're a generator in human design, you are here to wait to respond. And if you are a projector, you are here to wait for the invitation. And if you are a manifester, you are here to inform. So you are here to respond to loss, to disappointment, to rejection, to love, to connection, to grief, to hope, to change. Your emotional life is not evidence that something is wrong with you. It's evidence that you're alive. But here's the part most of us were never taught. There's a difference between an emotion and a feeling. And when we treat them as though they are the same thing, we create the suffering that does not need to exist. Think back for a moment. How were emotions handled in your family growing up? Were they welcomed? Were they talked about? Did someone help you understand what you're feeling? Or were your emotions something that made people uncomfortable? Something that got dismissed, ignored, or punished? Maybe you heard things like, "Stop crying, you're too sensitive, you're overreacting," or maybe you heard nothing at all. And sometimes silence teaches us the loudest lessons. So we're going to go to break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about emotional conditioning. And we're going to talk about how what you learned is not the truth of who you are, and how to move through your feelings, how to recognize your emotions and move through your feelings. I look forward to seeing you all when we come back from break. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast with myself, Sharon Nichols, and I'll see you back in a couple of minutes.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm trying to do two things at one time. You know, welcome to the age of technology. And so before the break, I was very emotional and talking about your emotional life, that it's not evidence that there's something wrong with you, that it's evidence that you're alive, and that we were never taught this. We were never taught the difference between an emotion and a feeling. and how things were for us as we were growing up, how emotions were handled in our family, whether they were welcomed, whether they were talked about. And I'm assuming that most of us heard things like, stop crying, you're too sensitive, you're overreacting. Or maybe you actually heard nothing at all. And that silence can be deafening. Because here's the thing, emotional conditioning doesn't arrive with a label. It doesn't announce itself. It arrives through experiences, through facial expressions, through the tone of voice, through absence, through what was allowed and what wasn't. So here's what happened. Over time, the experiences become beliefs. Our feelings then become facts. And I keep saying that they're not. So beliefs then look like, I shouldn't feel this way. I need to be strong. If people see the real me, they'll leave. I have to take care of everyone else first. So these beliefs become a part of what I call an emotional blueprint, an invisible set of rules that shapes how we experience ourselves. And then one day, something happens. We experience a loss, a disappointment, a conflict, a moment of vulnerability, and suddenly the blueprint comes alive. The emotion arrives, and before we can actually feel it, the story begins. The interpretation begins. The meaning making begins. And this is where we often lose ourselves. Not in the emotion, but in the story we tell about the emotion. So this is key. We lose ourselves not in the emotion, but in the story that we tell ourselves about the emotion. So we're going to go back to the beginning. We're going to understand what emotions actually are. We're going to understand what feelings actually are. And so by the end of this conversation, which is probably going to end next week and my next show. I truly hope that you will never confuse the two in quite the same way again. So let's talk about what emotions actually are. And let's start with a really simple question. What is an emotion? Really? What is it? Most people, including myself, I used to think that emotions are thoughts or beliefs or personality traits. And I have learned that they're not. This actually kind of blew my mind a little bit. Because an emotion is first and foremost a physiological event, a biological response. Something happening inside your body. That is exactly what I was exhibiting at the top of the show. I was so emotional because I was consciously aware. Because before you're consciously aware of what's actually happening, your body is already responding. Your heart rate changes. Your breathing shifts. Your muscles tighten. Hormones are released, and your nervous system moves into action. Because here's the thing, your body knows before the mind does. And that's important because many of us spend our lives trying to think our way out of experiences that began in the body. Because many of us spend our lives trying to think our way out of experiences that began in the body. Neuroscientist Jill Bolte Taylor describes emotions as physiological processes that move through the body in approximately 90 seconds. 90 seconds. That's it. Let that sink in. The biological wave itself lasts about 90 seconds. Not 90 minutes, not 90 days, 90 seconds. I did think about pausing here for 90 seconds for some dramatic effect, except that I then went to the dead air wouldn't maybe actually help, because 90 seconds can seem like a really long time, and that could cause even more anxiety. So then why does the anxiety last all day? Why does the sadness stay with us for weeks if it's only 90 seconds to go through the body? And why does anger seem to linger forever? Because we don't simply experience the emotion. We interact with it. We resist it. We judge it. We analyze it. We fight it. We try to get rid of it. And every time we do, we restart the entire cycle. Think about anxiety. You feel a sensation in your body. Then a thought appears. What if something bad happens? Then another. What if I can't handle it? Then another. What does this say about me? Before long, you're no longer experiencing the original emotion. You're experiencing layers and layers of interpretation. And that's where feelings enter into the conversation. An emotion is the biological event. A feeling is the experience you have of that emotion. A feeling is the meaning you assign to what you're experiencing. It's the story. It's the interpretation, the conclusion. And those conclusions are shaped by everything you've ever lived through. Your childhood, your relationships, your losses, your successes, your wounds, your beliefs, your conditioning. So I'm going to pause or end today with an example. Imagine two people lose their jobs on the same day. Same phone call, same outcome, same event. The emotional response is very similar. Shock, fear, stress, uncertainty. The biology is almost identical, but the feelings, the interpretations, those can be completely different. One person thinks, this proves I'm a failure. I'll never recover. I always mess things up. And then the other person says, this is scary, but maybe this is an opportunity. Maybe something new is trying to emerge. Same emotion, different story, different feeling, different experience. The difference isn't the event. The difference isn't the emotion. The difference is the meaning. And once we understand that, everything begins to change, because we stop treating our feelings as facts and we start to become curious about them. So please join me next week as we continue to explore the difference between emotions and feelings with some more real practical tools. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.